long as you put it back in the owner's reshus, that's called hashava. Because the Reisha says if the Shoimet took it for his own purpose, so he's like a shleich bayad, he's like a gazlin. But the Mishnah says if he puts it down again, no matter where he puts it in his house, that's called a good hashava. And now if it breaks, he's potter. So you see, when he put it down, even like without telling the owner about it, it's called a good hashava. That goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanya we learned. Hagoynif tlemenede. If somebody steals a tle from somebody's corral, or else for sell him in a kiss, he's still money from his pocket. Lemokim shagon of the yachzer. Dibur Rabbi Shmuel. When you want to make hashava, it's enough to put it back in the same place we stole it from. Even though you don't notify the owner, as long as you put it back in the Makim Meshumar, you're Mekai Mitzvah Hashava. That's a Mishmol Shita. You do not need Das Bailim. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says no. Sorech Das Bailim. When you return it, it's not enough just to put it back in his Rishus. You have to notify him and tell him that I stole it and now I'm returning it. That's called the good Hashava. So the Chur Al Mishnah that says that if the Shoyme used it for his own use, so he's like a Shleich Bayar, is like a Ganif. So the Mishnah says when he puts it down again in his own Rishus, that's called the good hashava, even though he did not notify the owner. That's like Rabbi Shmuel. So Mora says, "E Rabbi Shmuel, if a Mishnah goes to Rabbi Shmuel, so my ear will lo yachtoi. What does the Reisha say only because the owner did not specify a place where to watch it? Afilu yachtonami. Even in the case where the owner specified the place. So what? Now when he puts it down again, that's called the good hashava. So Mora says, "True. I'll tell you, loy mi boy koma. Not only this, but even that. Loy mi boy, not only yachtoi." Where the owner was miyakad, set aside a place where the shomer should watch it, to mekaymahu. That's the special place the owner made to put it. So pshita, if the shomer uses it for his own use, he's a shleich boyad, and then he puts it back into that place, pshita is yoitza. Elo afilu, the chiddush is even. Elo afilu lo yachta, even when he did not set aside a special place, the lav mekaymahu, it's not the place, the lav mekaymahu, it's not the special place that the owner put it. Levinim das bailam. Still, you do not need das bailam. Because the chiddush na mishnah, even though the owner did not specify a special place in your rishus, still, if you did a geneva, you made a shlichas yad, now when you put it down again, any place in your rishus, that's called the good hashava, and from then on you be potter anointed. Therefore, the mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. For the gemara is so aimis sefer, what does our sefer say? Yachto lo habailam mokim, if the owner specified a place, where to watch it, where to keep it, fitutulo, and then it says the shayma moved it around. The nishbrenna broke. Baymi tach yoda with a broke in his hand. Baymi shenicha. Even after the shema put it down again, it broke later. So it depends. Loitzarka. If the owner took it for his own use first, he was like a shleich bayad. So then, no matter what happens to it, he's chayiv. Even if the oinus happens later, he's like a ganef. He's chayiv on it. But loitzarka. Let's say the shema first picked it up for the purpose of the barrel itself to watch it. So he's not a shleich bayad. He's doing a favor for the owner. Then potter. Then the shema is potter because his oinus happened. So who are the sefer that says, even though he put it down, still is chayiv, the chorosim of Rabbi Kiva. It has to go according to Rabbi Kiva. The yom of the Rabbi Kiva says, dinam das bailim, that therefore it's not called the good hashava. Here the shema first took the barrel for his own use. So he was a shlech, but yad is like a ganef. But then it says he put it down again. So by putting it down again, he put it down in the mokim shomer, it's like a good hashava. So why does the Mishnah say you're still chayiv anointin? It has to be because we go like Rabbi Kiva. That all just putting it down again is not enough. He holds dinam das bailim. It's only called a good hashav if you tell the owner. And here you didn't notify the owner, that's why it's the chayif. For the Gemara, Ira Bekiva, if the Sefer goes according to Rabbi Kiva, my Ira Yachtov, what does the Mishnah have to Dafka talk about? Where the owner specified a place, Ahafilu lo Yachtanam, even if it is specified a place. It'll also be the same halacha, that even though you put it down again, that's not called a good hashav, as long as you did not notify the owner. So Mara says, true, but lay me boy come, and not only this, but even that. Lay me boy lo Yachtov, not only in the case where the owner didn't specify a place. The lav mekaymahu. Then when you put it down again, I tell you, maybe that's not called a place, because the owner never specified a place. El afilu yachtov. No, but even in a chiddush, even in a case where the owner specified this place, I want you to watch it. Nami. The mekaymahu. Even though if you made the shlichas yad, now you return it to its place. So l'chu, you're returning it to the place that the owner wants it to be there. Still yechayiv. Why? Because dinan das bailim. Because the Kiva Shita is not called the good hashava until you notify the owner that you're returning it. And here the Shoyma did not notify the Yoyma, therefore the owner, therefore, is still Chayiv Anointin. The Gemara says it comes out to now Mishnah, Reisha Rabbi Yishmael, the Sefer Rabbi Kiva, so this is Madna. The Reisha and the Sefer are two different man Yomim. The Gemara says, in, it's true, that's what you have to say. The Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, because Rabbi Yechanan said about our Mishnah that the man de Metagim li Chavis, Ali with the Chatana, whoever could answer me, our Mishnah here that talks about Chavis, according to one Tana, is Muvlana Manuel Abbas for the Bay Mesusa. I'll take his clothing after him to the bathhouse. In other words, let me see anybody that could answer this Mishnah. In other words, you have to see how Mishnah goes, that the Reish is Rabbi Shmuel and the Sefer is Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yechon has no way to learn, it goes according to one man the Yom. So Morris says, no, Tirgum or Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba, Kaim mid Rav, Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba wanted to answer in front of Rav, they'll answer the Mishnah goes according to one man the Yom. And we're talking about Shenotlo Almanasla Goizlo. That he took it Almanasla Goizlo. When the Shomer first picked it up Litzorko for his own use, means he took it Almanas to steal it. So what's the difference? We'll soon see it. The Mordechai doesn't answer you until later what the real answer is. The real of the Teretz is that in the Reisha he returned it to its Mokum, to its place, and in the Sefer he did not return it to the Mokum. In other words, in the Reisha that the owner was not Miyachad Loi Mokum, to any place you return it to, it's called a good Mokum. Whereas really the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. That's why in the Reisha, once you return it, you potter. But the Sefer that says it's Tuchai is talking about that the owner was Miyachad Loi Mokum. The owner said, I want you to wash the barrel in this corner. So then the Shoyma took it, Almanas L'Goizlo. And then he says he put it down again. But where did he put it? Not in that place where the owner wanted him to wash it. He put it down someplace else. So Pshita, that's not called the Chazar at all. You didn't put it down in Koimoy. That's why you chayiv in the Sefer. But the whole Mishnah could go according to Rabbi Shmuel. Vayta Tigma Rav Nosam Arabo, Kaim Medirav, Shenot L'Almanas L'Shlerich V'yad, the same type of the Teretz, that the Shoyma took it, not Almanas to steal it, but Almanas to use it for his own sake, and that's called the Shlichus Boyad, that a Ganef also, a Shem also has luck like a Ganef. So where it says, B'maikim Miflegi, what's the Machlekes, and how come Rav Yaakov didn't want to say, we're talking about that the Shema just took it for his own use, and that's the Pasha of Shalech Boyad. There's a special Pasha that of a Shemer that's watching something with somebody else, goes and takes it and uses it for his own sake, he's called the Shalech Boyad, it's a luck like a Ganef. So how come Rav Yaakov said, the cases where he took it Almanas to Goizla, why don't you say better, we're talking about we took it Almanas, Sam to Shalech Boyad? Tzemur says, the Machlekes says, B'shlichas Yad, Tzricha Chasorin, that Rabbi Yaakov holds that when the Shema used it for his own sake, he's only called the Gazlin if he used it, and he made a Chasorin, he made a loss to it, he did something to it. But if he didn't ruin it and make a loss to it, then he wouldn't be a Shleich Bayad. Therefore, Rabbi Yaakov says, the cases where he took it on Manas L'Goizla B'Ferish. So, Tzemur says, man, the Yom L'Goizla, Rabbi Yaakov, that says the case of the Mishnah is, that the Shema took it, on Manas to steal it. Kisover, he holds that it's not enough that he took it on Manas to use it. B'shlichas Yad, Tzricha Chasorin. That of a Shemi uses it without permission, he's a Shlech for Yad only if he's Chosar. If he ruins it, makes it worth less.